The Flow Experience Brandon Podcast is supported by Spotify, offering listeners a unique perspective on just about everything. Feel free to like, follow, and comment on our new IG pages and TikTok pages. We'll discuss some of your thoughts in future episodes.
Brown Apple Production Studios. Atlanta.
The Flow Experience Brandon Podcast. I'm your host, Flo, and my co-host, Chef Kirk, a.k.a. Captain Kirk. Today, we are going to discuss...
Just in, Venus and Serena have become the first two African-American women to ever own an NFL team. So what? How did this happen?
So Serena and Venus Williams are the first black women to become owners of an NFL team. Trailblazing the NFL, Venus and Serena Williams make history as the first black women to own a stake in an NFL team. Their ownership in the Miami Dolphins. Okay. Valued at an impressive amount, $4.6 billion. Smashes all barriers.
So Venus and Serena, they play tennis.
They do.
If a lot of people, if you don't know who they are, then I don't know what planet you come from. But I never knew, I never imagined them getting $4.6 billion.
Yeah, but you know, that's not their only business endeavor. Like, Venus has a clothing line. Of course, you know, Serena does other things. So they had the business mindset of that of Magic Johnson, if you ask me. They were never just tennis players. And I think, you know, that shines a light on not only are we this, but watch this. It's kind of that, you know, the vibe. You know, you get so many people that see these celebrities for their talent. And you got to remember, you know, these are smart people. And I'm not surprised that it's Miami Dolphins because they did a lot of their professional training or to become professional tennis players in Miami. So it's probably like home for them anyway because they spend a lot of time there.
Big ups to them. You know, that is a large feat to have accomplished. I never imagined, but I'm proud of us as a people and.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Wow. The Flow Experience Brandon Podcast is supported by Spotify, offering listeners a unique perspective on just about everything. Feel free to comment, like, and follow on our new IG and TikTok pages, and we'll discuss some of your thoughts in future episodes.
Okay, we see that Indianapolis Fever has inducted their newest player, young lady Caitlin Clark, coming into the league fresh out of college.
Well, let me just say, she's from Iowa.
What's in Iowa?
She was. So, anyway. But she's from the University of Iowa, and game-wise, the girl is a beast. She's a beast. She was the number one draft pick, rightfully so. Her talent is undeniable. She did go to the Indiana Fever, so shout out to Indiana for getting that number one draft pick. But there was a little bit of controversy about her salary. They're only offering her like 380 some thousand over the course of 4 years.
Can she dunk?
I don't know. Hush. I mean, anyway, and then they compared it to like an NBA first round pick, which would be in the millions, like 5, 6, 7 million.
No, like 55 million his first year, they said.
What do I know?
But can he dunk?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Point is, you know, there's always that discrepancy, but what she is getting is hella endorsements. She's already got $1 million endorsement with Nike. Shout out to Ice Cube. He didn't offer the lady $5 million to play with the big three. So, and I guess in retrospect, the collective package that she's earned, not only being drafted into the WNBA, but all the endorsements collectively, she did pretty good. But shout out to her. And also, I'm also going to shout out Angel Reese. And I'm shouting her out. She ended up going to Chi-Town. Shout out to Chi-Town. Shout out to Angel Reese. If y'all don't know, Angel Reese and Caitlin kind of had a little thing during the college tournament. They got to showing off their little hand in the face with the ring gesture or whatever. And they blew it up, making it look like Angel Reese was just a troublemaker. Which, come on, you know, it's a sport. You know, don't villainize her for being a sportsman. And that's what happens on the court all the time in all male-dominated sports. Particularly, you know, these are women. And why just villainize her? You know, Caitlyn was a participant in all the trash talk, just like she was. So that was kind of their history. But overall, they both are winners. They're giving the WNBA more than they've ever bargained for. We've never seen the WNBA get this much shine or any other female basketball league. So shout out to these trailblazers.
Yeah, shout out to them ladies.
Brown Apple Production Studios, Atlanta.
Okay, so what's going on like this tax season? I'm noticing a lot of stuff going on around the country. Have you noticed any? Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I noticed something. I think it was a TikTok post. I don't quite remember, but a young lady did a video outside of the federal IRS government building here in Atlanta, Georgia, downtown Atlanta, Fulton County. And there was a line of people wrapped around the building. And apparently the IRS sent those individuals letters letting them know that they would not be getting a refund unless they came into the IRS center where they were lined up and prove who they are and show their identity. However, they ended up not even being able to go in, do whatever they were told they needed to do. And now I've noticed that it happened in Alabama.
Unfortunately.
Well.
Unfortunately, we just filed our taxes and they just let us know that ours was being rejected also.
Which is the second time in a row. So I've never had taxes rejected. I've always filed with the same name, same people, same filing status. The only thing that has ever changed about me, maybe it's been a job or my address. There's no reason at this point that I can think of. And I'm probably going to have to go down there in that office and sit down and talk to somebody. But here's the deal. You know, we see society shifting in so many different ways. Monetarily, morally, socially, everything is shifting. Not always
in the right direction.
Well, if it's right for you, but I think it's only fair to recognize that, you know, we have to decide how we're going to, you know, address all of these little nuances that we're faced with as a culture, as a whole, with the price of gas, with the price of food, with the food quality.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now our taxes, how the government is initiating certain laws, taking rights away. It's happening really quickly.
Yeah, it's happening so fast that it seemed like the 60s. Back at it. And they're literally drawing on old laws. Like when it comes to the Roe versus Wade, they reached back all the way to 1864.
They brought up it's an abortion law that was initiated in,
and
I think,
they're using the verbiage in that. But if you're going to go back to the 1800s, 1864.
For any reason.
Okay, now 1863, he signed that Emancipation Proclamation that was supposed to free the slaves. Not only that, they didn't know until 1865. So it was already written into law 2 years prior to black people knowing that they were free.
Mm-hmm.
The Confederate beliefs, the ones who lost the Civil War.
The Jim Crow
laws are starting to bubble and they're coming back alive. They're taking history
Which
books.
Says to me it was never dead. Mm-hmm. Because if it's that simple as a stroke of a pen to take us back that far, then we really got some decisions to make.
Yes.
I'm not trying to, create this facade like things aren't happening. They're happening. But what are we going to do to counteract and to, you know, as a community, like we got to figure something out because at the end of the day,
it starts today.
Yeah, but it's up to us. Now, individually, my mindset, I'm going to keep it all the way real and I see what's going on around me and I'm not oblivious, but my goal is to secure my family, my children and their children's children. That's my goal. Now I got to navigate around all this crap that's, you know, being spun out of control, you know, with the laws and you know, black businesses are starting to get rejected for that. Something else that I saw come up, you know, businesses are starting to get rejected for loans or grant approvals for a number of reasons, or they're not getting. So it's so much. So I just think collectively we have to be more thinkers and then doers. We can sit and think and chat all day. We got that part down to a science.
But
can't nobody
out
talk no black folk.
Yeah. But if you want more,
but
you
gotta,
you
we gotta put
to
some things
more
into action that literally solidifies our ultimate goal, our bigger picture, which is the future of our kids. The Flow Experience Brandon Podcast is supported by Spotify, offering listeners a unique perspective on just about everything. Feel free to like, follow, and comment on our new IG pages and TikTok pages. We'll discuss some of your thoughts in future episodes.